This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Well, we don't want them celebrating at all. No matter if it's on our home floor or their home floor, you know. So, you know, we've come this far, and we've been very good at home, you know, and we have to understand why we weren't good in game four. So we had we had a lack of energy, we had a lack of effort in a lot of areas in game four, and we can't repeat that or they will you know, raise the trophy for sure.
LeBron, you seem to be playing a lot more comfortable this final series. There was a play, I think you had a behind-the-back layup where you went up, and then you're making crazy threes. Do you feel a lot less pressure this finals run just because you are undermanned and you had some injuries as opposed to previous years?
Nah. I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. That's simple. I'm the best player in the world. I'm the best player in the world. I'm the best player in the world.
Let's do this. I'm all in. Let's go. Woo!
Here is the American dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty, your fans welcome you back, man.
First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters to Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving while they was down. Secondly, I'd like to thank Dan Gilbert for waiting and taking the time, because I know how important it was. NBA Finals 15 to the basketball fans. It is to the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James, the basketball king. With that wait, we got what we wanted. Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors. I don't have a whole lot more to say about the way I feel about Golden State. No respect. No honor. There is no honor among thieves in the Golden State. They put hard times on LeBron James and the Cavs. You don't know what hard times is, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around the country are out of work. They got four or five kids and they can't pay their wages. They can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them to go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job for 30 years. 30 years! And they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. That's hard times. And Stephen Curry, you put hard times on this country by putting the Cavs down 3-2. That's hard times. And we all had hard times together. And I admit, us fans, we don't look like the fans of the day is supposed to look. Our city's just a little bit rusty. Our economy is just a little bit rough. But brother, we are bad. And you know we're bad. There was two bad people. One was Michael Jordan, and he's retired, brother. And the other's right here. Splash brother Stephen Curry, the world's basketball title belongs to these people. I'm gonna reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand for the gathering of the biggest body of Cavs fans in the country, in this universe, all over the world over, reaching out because the love that was given to us, and this time we will repay them now, because the Cavaliers will be the next world's basketball champions on this high time blues. LeBron James Tour 2015. And Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, let me leave you with this. One way to hurt LeBron James is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world, and that's the world's basketball title. He gonna take it. He been there twice. This time when he take it, Daddy, he's going to take it for Cleveland. Let's gather for it. Don't let us down now, because he came back from us. For those fans upstairs that died 1-50 years ago and never got the opportunity to see a world championship. And we're proud of you. We thank God we have you. And we love you. We love you, Cavs.
Let's go. Let's go. Let me ride on 9. On the 99 St. Clair, boy, I'ma take a little journey through my city. You can see us full of hustlers, survivors, strugglers, providers. And we was on the mission. The mission was put the city on. People all over the world reaching here to see the bone. Now we back to elevate the city, take it higher. Past Cain to flame, like a match, light a fire. Man, I've been representing since club style. I was a product of the gutter, born a thug child. Remember Cleveland is the city that we come from, baby. From that I never swayed and the fame never changed. Make it thought we'd never make it from the CLE, Ohio.
Welcome back to the C4 Podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I'm Chris Clem. I'm trying my hardest to stay upbeat and positive because it is not over until it's over. But if it's over tonight, then it's over for good. It's over. It's game six. It's time to come back to Cleveland, see what the Cavs have, see what the Cavs can do. I don't know. I'm not all out. I'm still all in. But man, those last couple games, regardless of whatever you want to think about how Blatt tried to match up big with big or meeting them with small ball and the Cavs going to their pace, I just don't think the human body contains enough energy for the Cavs to play really six guys, really five guys most of the time because, well, six. J.R. Smith's not shooting, and Shumpert isn't scoring, and Delly isn't, and we need LeBron to play all 48 minutes to have a chance, and I don't think his body can take it. And honestly, not to be a defeatist or a typical Cleveland fan, but do we want him to? Because next year, if Irving and Love comes back, they should roll all the way to the championship. I mean, obviously, this team has come together and gelled, and but it's easy to say they could have done that this year if they would have stayed healthy, and they didn't. So what if they're hurt again next year? Let's just burn LeBron James for that one championship. Honestly, I think that's what I would go with. Just let him go all out. I don't know. See, this is what happens. I'm just trying to convince myself the Cavs still have a chance because I really, really don't want it to be over, and I can't think like that until it actually is over. If they win tonight, there's still a whole nother game. Game seven in Oakland. You never know what's going to happen when you have the best player in the world on your side. If there's anything I'm upset, it's that last week they had so many of my favorites at the game and they still lost. They had three wrestlers. They had The Miz and Dolph Ziggler from Cleveland. They had Ric Flair in the house and they still didn't win. They didn't win after they heard this.
WWE superstars Dolph Ziggler and The Miz. Take it away, boys.
Cleveland, we are down, but we are not out. Do you know why? Because this is Cleveland.
This is our time. This is our championship. Cleveland, wake up. Get your towels. Wave them in the air. Let's go, Cavs! 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 Let's go, Cavs!
Not only that, but Kanye West and Kid Rock, my absolute two favorite musical artists of all time, were both at the game. Didn't matter. It was almost an extra twist of the knife for me because at the same day, Dusty Rhodes, a professional wrestler, died. So it was like, hey, anything that you like is going to have a bad outcome today. But I'm hoping that switches tonight because it's game six in Cleveland. I hope everybody's got all their energy ready, assembled. I don't know. I'm still hoping for a miracle. I still think it's a possibility. They just really got to control the pace. They really got to stick with the game plan. Stop trying to meet the best small ball team in the NBA with small ball and just do what you do. Go out, guns blazing, and do it for Cleveland because that's all we got left. Ah, man, I think if I just talk anymore, it's just going to get sad. Here's Coach Connor with his take on game six.
Coach Connor's Corner!
Coach Connor here. This series has gone just like it should have so far. Everything is working out perfectly. We want to win in seven. You have to play seven. We win tonight, game six. Here's how we do it. We get our boys in the locker room. LeBron gets up and he points out that this is our house. We don't let people come in our house and take our big screen TV. We don't let people come in and molest our women. Man, this is our house. We're going to get them in midcourt. We're going to bend Steph Curry over, and we're going to give it to Steph Curry. We're going to give him the big three. Oh, I'm sorry, it's LeBron. The big 10. Oh, wait, I did see the video of the penis. All right, the big not so great for a 6'8" guy, apparently, while the women are telling me. But we're going to give it to him hard. We're going to give it to him often. That's our plan. We're going to get him at midcourt and let him see what a real beating is. It's time for the Cavs to step up and be the molesters of Cleveland that most Cleveland men are. I'm sorry, most Cleveland men probably aren't much. Maybe I'm projecting, but the point is, it's our house. Nobody comes in our house and does what they want to do. We win tonight, then we go to Golden State, and we take it from there, folks. We take it from there. Cavs are not giving up.
Coach Connor's Corner!
I'm all in, all in, all in, all in. If they lose, it's not the end of the world. This team has tried so hard. And honestly, I'm not even going to talk about that. I can do a eulogy for them after they actually lose. Right now, we all just got to believe. We all just got to stick our hands out against the TV, give them our energy, and we will be rewarded. And if we're not, it's not the end of the world, but I think this can happen. I need this to happen because if they lose tonight, it's over. So this is a must-win game by any stretch of the imagination. Go Cavs. Long live Delhi. Praise be to Mozgod. All in. LeBron James is the best player in the world. We're the best fans in the world. Let's do this. I can't wait for tip-off. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I'm so good.